Well, today's episode on procedure for share transfer in private limited company. Sag Artie has shared tips for share transfer in a private limited company. Do you want to transfer ownership of shares held in a private limited company? Here is the procedure. But before describing the procedure, it is worthwhile recalling what is the definition of a private limited company as per the Companies Act 2013. So let's start. Features of private companies. These are certain distinct traits that distinguish the private companies from other types of companies. Zero minimum capital required. In the past, there has been a minimum paid-up share capital requirement of ₹1 lakh, but that provision has been withdrawn now. Minimum 2 and maximum 200 members. A private limited company can have a minimum of just 2 members, but just 1 person is also enough if it is a person company, and a maximum of up to 200 members. What is meant by the transfer of shares? The word transfer is an act done by parties by which title to a shares is transferred from one person who is called transferor to another person who is called transferee. Following is the procedure or the various steps in transfer of shares of private limited company. Step 1, examine the articles of association of the private limited company in which you possess shares and take into consideration the restrictions, limitations in the or if any. Step 2, the shareholder of the private limited company must provide notice in writing to the director of the company about his intention of transferring a shares of the company. Step 3, the company shall inform other members about their intention to transfer the shares. Step 4, the company shall, thereafter, decide, calculate the price of the shares to be transferred that is usually determined either by the director or by the auditor of the company. Step 5, an instrument of securities that are held in physical form shall be entered in the share transfer deed in form SH4. Can a company refuse to register the transfer of shares? Private limited company holds the power of refusal to register the transfer of shares that has to be exercised by the company within 30 days since the date on which the instrument of transfer or intimation of transfer has been sent to the company by a notice of the refusal along with reasons for aforesaid refusal to the transferor and the transferee. What comes next if a company gives refusal to register the transfer of shares? If a company refutes or fails in registering or transfer the shares. Company share transfer, penalty for non-compliance. In case of default in the transfer of shares by a company, there is a heavy penalty on the company that shall be punishable by the fine, which shall not be less than ₹25,000, however, which may extend to ₹5,000,000. So, if you can hire our SAG RTA, registrar and share transfer agent, that will help to avoid penalty because it managing the complete record of the transactions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ta.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 472 7374. Thanks for listening.